I'm guessing that a lot of people are now becoming critical of mainstream media, and they're hoping to find the more truthful and accurate reporting, and sometimes that is via social media. Who should we all go and follow in addition to yourself?
That is a good question, and it is very hard. And it does get confusing as well, because I have seen things come up even on my Instagram feed from people talking about Hamas and the IDF and all this information, and the lines get blurry. And then I see other deaf people creating content which isn't true as well, or people are talking about things in the different timelines to what it's been happening. It can be very confusing, and the information is not clear or accurate. And we are seeing what the TV and the media are doing, that it's also limited. And we can't always trust what the TV and the news are showing us as well. It's hard. Deaf people want to know from real experience of those deaf people in Gaza and the West Bank. But it's hard for them because they are unable to speak about it and also may not have the language or the knowledge available to them to talk about in depth of the history of what's happening and why it is so bad.
Yeah, that's such an important point. I'm guessing that a lot of people who are hearing have a lot of trouble discerning this propaganda and kind of things that both sides, you know. So that's a very important consideration for people in the movement to keep making accessible content.
Yes. What I've been seeing on wider media. Oh, sorry. What I've seen deaf people have just saying that the wider media is rubbish and other people are questioning it's what's happening. And I think people really shouldn't move from the facts. I would like to see more accurate and more truthful content created.
I think my last questions were really just about the solidarity you've been building with the broader deaf community here in so-called Australia, and what the experience has been of getting the broader deaf community in so-called Australia engaged in the Justice for Palestine struggle.
I have reached out to many people over time. A lot of the time, people can't make it to the rallies. They either have commitments with work, their families, they've been sick. I've been seeing some people come, but it hasn't been as big as the numbers as I would like to see. And I have been feeling disappointed. But I know one day I will make a vlog to call on my deaf community to come and show wider hearing community and to show the Palestinian people that we're here and that we support and we stand with Palestine.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important point to end on. I guess I just wanted to ask if there was anything we missed, any final thoughts, anything you want to leave people who are engaging with this, anything you want to leave for them.
Yes, what I've been thinking. And knowing how I feel as a deaf person, I can empathize with the deaf people in Gaza with the constant indiscriminate bombings and the other people with disabilities in Gaza, wheelchair users, people who are blind. And then I think of those with families, children, and everybody at night without any electricity. They may not have phones available to them. How would they even sign and communicate with each other? My heart goes out to them for their suffering, their anxiety. I don't believe they would be sleeping because they'd be watching the night sky to see what would happen. However, people who are hearing, they can rely on their ears to know if anything is due to happen. And I pray and I hope that the world sends aid to Gaza. I saw a video from a deaf Palestinian who said, "Where are the Arabic countries? Where are the 22 Arabic countries? Where are our neighbors? Where's our help?" And that was really touching. And that made me very emotional because they're right. Nobody is sending any help. what we're seeing is the same stories being said again and again for the last 75 years from the neighbouring countries as well. There's been no change. I wish I could bring Australia or Europe or another country to save the Palestinian people, the deaf and hearing communities there.